How's it going, Feed Freaks? Sean Frelick is back in the house, and I am hosting the one and only Startup Showcase on WGN Radio. So, photo booths, let's talk about that a little bit, folks. I'm a big fan of them. They're old technology. I think it still holds up. It's fun. It's a cute thing you can do with your partner. I've enjoyed doing that from time to time. The only problem is you're on this little timer, and the photos are going to turn out in ways that you can't really control. And we're an instant gratification control type of people, aren't we? So let's talk about upgrading the photo booth for the millennial audience and below, and make it so it's cool, I guess, in some ways. Unless, like, you know, it's like the difference of listening to vinyl and listening to your crisp MP3s. Without further ado, I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to talk about Photo ATM with co-founders Eric Michaels and Brian Gardner. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So, Eric, fill me in on what Photo ATM is.
So, Photo ATM is a company that aims to replace the traditional photo booth market, as you said, and the traditional photo printing market. What we want to do is create an open air experience for the guest. My background's coming from a slow-mo booth, and it's my own photo booth company, and I noticed that with my clients, the open air photo booth style was really gaining traction because people want to get as many people, many friends as they can in a photograph, and they want that downward angle that they get on their phones with
the flattering angle, yeah.
The flattering angle.
Right.
So we wanted to create an open air retail experience where you can get that perfect photo. Print out as many copies as you want and still have that feeling of being in a photo booth. The upside for the client on the retail end is it takes up way less space. You don't have a big ugly black box that's in your business. And it'll be promoting their social media. So through it, you can take photos. You can also promote the social media hashtag in print through Instagram or Twitter. And then print directly from your phone if you want. So you got some great vacation photos, print them out right there and send them to the family back home rather than a boring postcard.
And you can also take a photo at the ATM itself.
ATM itself. You could take a photo with a selfie camera at a flattering angle in an open-air style.
And use your phone. Got it. Yeah, that's another – you touched on another pain point that I didn't even think of. But, like, yeah, cramming in that little booth doesn't leave you much opportunity other than to take pictures with two or three people. And I guess the awkwardness is, like, part of the novelty of it. But on the flip side, it's like, oh, well, yeah, the photos are always going to be awkward. So where do you – foresee, well, where are you guys at now? Are there any of these out on the streets yet?
So we have signed locations. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be sending one to Octane Raceway in Arizona. We're going to be going into a couple bars in Austin with a client out there that's going to be distributing them. And surprisingly, our first major client was in Australia. Who we met at a trade show, and they distribute to Hoyt Cinemas, which is basically the Regal and AMC here in America,
mm-hmm.
and to cricket stadiums and rugby stadiums. So okay. We are going to be looking to be in bars, restaurants, hotels, rugby. I didn't even think of.
I know. And you said that, just a lot of funny images just rolled through my head because rugby games are notorious for their fans. So.
Yes, they are.
A lot of broken machines.
We need some good business.
Lot of photos that maybe the next day people might be like, I didn't remember taking this. I kind of regret that this happened, and now there's evidence.
And it's on a social wall.
Yeah, right.
I think there's an admin portal to remove those for whoever's operating it.
Absolutely, yes.
That's cool. So what were some of the hurdles in terms of developing this kiosk that you had to overcome? What were some of the challenges you didn't foresee happening?
When we first started, I tried to make my own kiosk with a friend out of wood.
Okay.
So I had a guy who was developing the software, and I had no money. So I thought, well, my friend makes really beautiful lamps. And then I approached him and said, hey, could you build me like a weatherproof kiosk I can hang on a wall that'll print out photos with the app that I have? He's like, sure. So he made me one out of wood. That one never made it to retail. But I still have it, and it's beautiful to look at sometimes when I compare our current model to where I started. So the main hurdle was definitely finding someone to believe in this crazy idea and to get involved so that we can actually start develop the software and the kiosk and the look that I wanted. And that's when Brian came in.
Okay. And Brian, what was your role when you came on to the team?
Really, it was just, you know, Eric and I met, and he talked about his idea. He actually saw that I kind of crafted my own photo booth at one of my events because I didn't want to pay $2,000 to rent one and figured I could put one together in 15 minutes, and I did. And so he said, wow, okay, this guy is kind of, you know, he's a tech guy, and he understands what I'm trying to do. And he and I met, and we talked about his idea, perfected on it a little bit more, and then talked about the whole manufacturing process to get this thing from wood to something a little more pretty.
What material is it made of then?
No. Well, no, it's
fiberglass.
Fiberglass, sheet metal, you know, all the beautiful kiosk materials that you see around you in everyday life.
Yeah, what are the chances that you find another tech person that is passionate about
photo booths.
All right.
It's so minuscule.
So are Chicagoans, can they be prepared at some point soon to be seeing these around the city?
Absolutely. We are definitely working on a few locations, which we'll be announcing soon, but I don't want to say yet.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yes, we will definitely be in Chicago, and that's a very exciting day. I can't wait till I can walk up and use it every day in my hometown.
Mm-hmm. So how many iterations does this thing go through? I'm looking at it right now. I like the color scheme. I like the... It looks a bit like a phone on top of a charger. I don't know if you've heard that before, but
yeah, the one by your bed where you put your phone on it and it rests on the
This thing's probably like what, 7 feet tall?
Yeah, it's about 6'2", I'd say.
Mm. Yeah. So where do these puppies get manufactured?
China.
Out
there in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And then they just get shipped around the globe.
That's
pretty funny how that happens.
Shipping straight from China, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the question was, like, how many iterations of this thing did you have to go through before you're like, okay, this is what we're comfortable with putting out there?
Well, we went through a ton of different companies in the beginning, and that process did take quite a long time. Reaching out to, and Brian was extremely helpful in this, because I have never ordered or worked with a Chinese manufacturing company before. So he was really helpful in helping me find really quality partners, if you will. And we basically decided on two final prototypes, which we ordered and sent here to Chicago to test out. And then through working with those prototypes, we ended up not liking half of the things they did. So in order to get our prototypes ready for our first contracts, we had to find a local guy from Indiana to come put some aftermarket parts on that we designed. To finally get it to the look and shape that we want. And now we're finally settling on one prototype after going through two manufacturers, having conversations with probably 12 different companies, and then working with a local guy to add our own twist onto the prototype.
Okay.
And not to mention the software as well keeps
changing.
Oh, I bet.
It keeps changing for the better. We keep adding features and functionality, and... yeah, that's on its however many versions it's on now.
Yeah, probably 5 at the moment. This might be version 5.
Iterate. So before we close out this interview, where can our listeners go to learn more about Photo ATM and what it can provide for them?
On the internets, you can find us all things Photo ATM. So facebook.com/PhotoATM. And I should say that it's photo spelled FOTO, F as in Frank,
yeah.
FOTOATM. Our website's photoatm.com, and we have all the information up there. And if you want to bring us to your town, just send an email. I'm going to be answering most of those emails right now, so you'll be talking right with me.
All right. That sounds good. You heard it here first, folks. All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining the show today.
Thank you so much.
All right, you can watch and listen to this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter @technori, or follow me @FralixSean. That's a sweep.